Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to another episode of the Silent Plug Radio. I'm going to be reading from the Book of Judges, and I know the title of our study is Will Jesus Return for His Church? But I want to talk a bit about false teachers. And so therefore, I'm going to start in Judges, and I'm going to go to 2 Peter, and then we're going to go to the book of John, John 14. But I have to start with the insidious nature and the relentless nature of false teachers. Now, in the Greek New Testament, they are called pseudo-didaskaloi, false teachers, or lying teachers. The Epistles of John, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John deal with this phenomenon, that is, of false teachers, or John even calls them antichrist or antichrist. So, the false teachers are relentless, and they want to not only teach heresy, but as John said, they went out from us. But also, they wanted to come back into those churches and create such havoc so as to ruin those churches. So false teachers not only want to walk away with their heretical beliefs and establish their own gathering, but they want to destroy what they left. They want to destroy the church of God. Now, the insidious doctrine that John faced was that of the Gnostics, who taught that Jesus only seemed to have a body and that the incarnation was not real. There was one false teacher who said that the aeon, A-E-O-N, the aeon spirit of Christ came upon Jesus when he was baptized in the Jordan and left him when he was crucified on the cross. That is heresy. So these people deny that Jesus Christ had come in the flesh. They deny the kenosis that Paul addresses in his letter to the Philippians, the kenosis doctrine, that is the self-emptying of God, does not mean that he emptied himself of his attributes. It means that he took on human form. And so it is called the kenosis. We have the kenosis, then we have the Holy Spirit with that holy thing, as we read in the KJV text, deposited into the womb of Mary. And so we have the virgin conception, which results in the virgin birth of Jesus. The virgin conception, then we have the virgin birth. And so we have the theanthropos. We have the God-man. Now you see why this doctrine is attacked so by false teachers, and the doctrine of the resurrection of Christ, the omnistasis nekron. The doctrine of the resurrection is also assailed. Why? Well, these are pivotal to the faith. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, then if there's a resurrection, We are found to be false witnesses unto God, and we are of all men most miserable. So I want to read to you from Judges chapter 2, which reads, verse 10, quote, after that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. Took the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped various gods, or Elohim, because the I-M on the word Elohim is plural, and worshipped various Elohim of the peoples around them. They provoked the Lord to anger, because they forsook him and served Baal and the Ashtoreth. In his anger against Israel, the Lord handed them over to raiders who plundered them. He sold them to their enemies all around, whom they were no longer able to resist. Unquote. Now I want to stop there, because I want to show you that what this is a result of disobedience to the known will of God. In chapter 1, we read that, verse 17, then the men of Judah, quote, then the men of Judah went with the Simeonites, their brothers, and attacked the Canaanites living in Zephath, and they totally destroyed the city. Therefore, it was called Hormah. The men of Judah took Gaza, Ashkelon, and Ekron, each city with its territory, unquote. Now, they were to do this according to the will of God. But I want you to notice a pattern that sits in, that people of God settled in the hill country. And they were able to do so because of slaked lime. Slaked lime was used to line the pits so that they can have water, which allowed them to live in the hill country. And the people around them had chariots, which could not negotiate the terrain of the hill country. So God preserved and protected his people with water. And also their enemies were not able to use chariots against them. God makes provision for his people. But I want you to notice in verse 27, chapter 1 of Judges, but Manasseh did not drive out the people of Beth-Shan or Tanakh or Dor or Ibleam or Megiddo and their surrounding settlements, for the Canaanites were determined to live in that land. When Israel became strong, they pressed the Canaanites into forced labor, but never drove them out completely, unquote. Now, the time period in the book of Judges, 1200 to 1050 B.C. The time period covered here is the beginning of the Iron Age, 1200 to 1000 B.C. And I want you to see what the people of God were doing or what they did not do. They disobeyed God. God never told them to allow the indigenous people to live next to them or settle in. We read that the Canaanites were determined to live in the land, but God had given his people power so that they could drive them out. Why? Because they were purveyors of false doctrine and false teaching. There was compromise in the attitudes of the people of God. Verse 29, quote, nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites living in Gezer, but the Canaanites continued to live there among them, unquote. And so you see this pattern of disobedience. The pattern of disobedience ushers in what? Compromise. And so false teaching seeps into the body politic. So they do not, because the people of God are what? They're in disobedience, and so therefore they will be defeated. They live in defeat. They accept defeat. Now, when we go to 2 Peter, the false teachers, chapter 2, we read, Second Peter chapter 2, verse 1, that there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Unquote. Notice, false teachers always what? Always introduce heresies. Heresies, false teaching, or teachings that are against orthodoxy, or straight cutting, or straight teaching. Verse 2, quote, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, unquote. Remember, Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Now, this is the question that the false teachers pose to the people of God. This is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. So let me start verse 3. Knowing this verse, quote, knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. Another word for false teachers. Scoffers, or trifling ones, literally, trifling ones. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation, unquote. So, then Peter does not release them from their culpable ignorance. Verse 5, quote, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water, this word overflowed means to dash down or to wash away, perished, unquote. Verse 5 tells us that they are willingly ignorant. Therefore, this is culpable negligence on their part, and God is going to hold them accountable for their culpable negligence in their arrogance. They believe that they can get away with this type of behavior. Every word of God is pure. Please read Psalm 7. The word of God is alive and powerful. Please read Hebrews 4. Read about the word of God. So now we go to John 14, verse 1. Quote, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, or it should be many dwellings. In my Father's house are many dwellings, not mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Have that certainty in your heart. And if I go, and since I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Quote. Notice the words of Jesus. We are beset and we are surrounded today by violence and liars. Those who lie to you use violence toward your person. Liars use verbal violence toward you and upon you, in order to hurl your spirit into anxiety, ruin, and misery. Do not absorb their stuff. You need the armor of God. Please read Ephesians 6. Put on the armor of God. You put on the armor of God and never take it off. You will be able to take a stand in this evil day. And these people will not make you sick. They will not make you anxious. They will not make you depressed. You will be able to stand as a child of God, understanding what is being done to you and why. The enemy is assaulting you, and the enemy wants you depressed. He wants you angry and miserable and hurt. Go to the Word of God, learn God's Word. Learn God's Word. Learn the Word of God so that you will have hope. In the Bible, the word hope means constant expectation toward the future. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.